Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer loves a good three technique, and we think he found one in Sheldon Richardson, one of the Vikings free agent signings. We have Pete Bursich, who coached defense in the NFL and now analyzes the Vikings defense for the radio network. Sheldon Richardson, good find for us?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Sheldon Richardson, as we know, is a first-round draft pick. He has the height, the weight, and the speed required for this type of position. So you have a guy who's fast, a guy who's powerful, and we're going to show all of this on film. Again, we're not just giving his lip service. We're going to show examples of all these things on film, and that's where the rubber hits the road.
Yep.
What I'm excited about is that this is Sheldon Richardson who's playing a three technique. We've got a guy right here called Linval Joseph. So the whole is greater than the sum of the two parts. Yep. I think with these two guys next to each other, we can have some – this is going to make – these guys, the linebackers, very, very happy.
All righty. Let's take a closer look and roll the tape.
All right. So talk about three techniques and what you want. You want quickness, being explosive, and you want power out of these guys. And I think we'll see a combination of all those things here. Sheldon Richardson right here, three technique. You know, this would be Linval Joseph. This would be Everson Griffin over here, Danielle Hunter on this side. And what you're going to see is this offensive line, it's just a zone play. They're just reaching out. They're zoning out. This tackle needs to come down and cut and get in front of him. Mm-hmm. But because this guard is in such a hurry to get up to the linebacker, Kenny Wright, it doesn't go the way they want it to go. But this combination right here, the guard tries to give him one arm. He gets that arm off of him with the right hand. He gets that arm right off of him so the guard can't really get a lot of his body. And this tackle's already beat. So that quickness right there off the football, the quickness of the feet and the hands, shoulders staying square, getting down the line of scrimmage, and then redirecting horizontally. Mm-hmm. He's not getting up the field and letting this run get behind him. He's going down the side of the field. They hold on the front, and he's able to get the cutback run against Adrian Peterson. So the power, the quickness, those are all examples of what you see on that particular play. Now, one of the other things about a three technique is you line up in the same spot almost all day long. Again, this is Linval Joseph right here. This is Sheldon Richardson, a three technique. On this play, they're going to spike him. We used to call it the spike, where the three technique is just going to go into the A-gap. And all it's going to do is be a changeup for this guard. Now, you watch this play and how well he does it and how well he executes it. He steps down with the left foot, no false steps. He gets that right foot through, keeping his shoulders as square as possible. But the guard can't even redirect. Look at him. He about falls down trying to figure out where he went. And you want to have that quickness and mobility with your guys underneath. He runs a spike, but it's what he doesn't just beat and get to the second level. You watch. He stops, redirects, watch him lower his body and get horizontal and then make the play. So not only can he get through these defense or these offensive linemen, he can get to the backfield and then redirect and figure out how to make a play. So we talk about power. Right? Mm-hmm. In this case, Sheldon Richardson right here, lining up in the three technique. He's going to get double teamed by both of these guys, and he's still going to be able to come off and make a play. This is a draw. They want to make, they give the linemen, give the high hats. They want the defensive lineman to take an edge and rush the passer, as we see here on the outside with Jackson. Double team right here on Richardson. He's able to hold off. He has the tackle with the right hand.
Wow.
Getting separation. He never lets the offensive lineman get into his body. He keeps separating, gets off, and then has the ability to find the football. But watch what happens. As soon as he sees that football, pads low, shoulders square, outside, make a tackle.
To get into that hand-to-hand combat and then disengage, that's got to be tough.
Exactly right. The hard part here is just holding the point. You're getting double teamed, so don't give any ground. He doesn't give any ground. He stays right where he's supposed to be, and then that's a win. If you hold your ground against a double team, that's a win. How about this? How about you beat half the double team and then come outside and make the tackle?
Yeah.
So as an offensive coordinator, you watch this play and you say, this guy's making tackles. We had him double team. What's going on? This is a problem. Something that coaches cannot account for.
Yep.
We have a guy that can beat a double team like that.
Great.
And finally, Wabi, we've talked about Sheldon Richardson and his physical abilities, but it's the mental part of the game and being smart. So in this case, you'll see him lined up right here, right over the center, John Sullivan, that we're all very familiar with. So he's really he's in the A gap in this case, and he comes up. He feels the guard, but you can see right here, he knows something's up, and he sees that running back. He sees the running back, and as the running back leaves the backfield, plants his feet, redirects, gets in there, and then makes a play. So it's not just, again, seeing the play. He's able to read it, see it, and then do something about it, and then go there and make a play. You get a much better view of it right here from the end zone. That's Richardson right there, lined up over the guard. He sees Sullivan turn, and right here he knows that there's something up because this back hasn't moved. Something doesn't feel right. We always used to say, smell a rat as a defensive lineman. This offensive lineman's been blocking you all day. Now all of a sudden you're going to beat him like that? No, it's a screen. It's something else. And if he doesn't make this play, they've got the blockers up the field. I know Sullivan doesn't do a great job here picking up the safety, but they're gonna have a big positive yard play.
Yep.
The ball is just a little bit overthrown. Yeah, he puts his head down. Watch the closing speed.
That reaction.
Still able there to get there and make the play.
Yep.
So as we see on these plays with Sheldon Richardson, you talk about the height, weight, and speed requisite of being a high draft pick. He also, though, has the brain, the power that we've seen, and I think he working with Andre Patterson take that pass rush to the next level, playing next to Linval Joseph, man, it's a lot to get excited about.
Right. And as you said, playing as a team on defense, when you're playing well up front, for all the guys behind the defensive line, particularly the linebackers, it's a big deal for those guys.
It is, and you know, for Anthony Barr to sit there and say, and Kendricks to say, okay, I have not just Linval Joseph in front of me now, but a three technique like that, they should be able to run to the football downhill almost all the time and not have to worry about those second level, those linemen getting up to them because they have to take care of the defensive linemen. So, you know, use that phrase, the whole greater than the sum of the parts. Yeah. So I think that he working with Linval Joseph and then Kendricks and Barr, all the middle of that defense is going to benefit from it.
Who are you going to single up on that defensive line? I mean,
it's a tough question. You know, now you just got to add some depth to it because you can't. We've seen like what Philly did last year, having eight guys that you can rotate in. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have four guys up front that are second to none.
Vikings defense, number one in the NFL last year, and it got better with Sheldon Richardson. Pete Bursis just showed us how. For more from Pete and Vikings.com, stay tuned.